Hello, and welcome to Eye on the Arts Radio, a programme that focuses on artists and arts organisations and events that celebrate the creative spirit in our region. I am your host, Jonathan Canning, Executive Director of South Shore Arts, and today's guest is Tom McNichols, Chorus Director of the Northwest Indiana Symphony Orchestra's Chorus. Tom, could you first give us a brief biography of your own musical background?
Good morning, certainly. I started music, like most people, in my youth. My parents are both amateur musicians, and I was lucky enough to study music at St. Xavier University, where I received a double degree in music education and vocal performance. I taught for a number of years in grammar schools and high schools in the local Chicagoland area, and then went to graduate school at North Park University, earning a master's degree in vocal performance, where I also studied pedagogy. I had the opportunity to sing with several local orchestras. I've been lucky enough to participate in the Grant Park Music Festival as a chorister. I've traveled to Europe and Canada singing with productions and opera, and now I am the director of choral studies at St. Xavier University in Chicago.
And how many years have you worked with the Northwest Indiana Symphony Orchestra?
So I have been the choir master for 3 years. I came in shortly after the COVID pandemic was ending and the chorus was rebuilding.
And you've had a busy year already, correct? The chorus has been performing quite a few concerts this season.
We have, yes. We started our season very early with Carmina Burana in collaboration with the New Philharmonic and Holiday Pops and Iconic Broadway, and we're thrilled to be sharing some beautiful music in just a few weeks.
And so on March 29th, you will be performing Dan Forrester's Requiem for the Living. What can you tell us about that piece?
So the Requiem for the Living that Dan Forrest wrote is a modified setting of the Requiem, which is the Catholic Mass for the Dead. But it also features specific text excerpts from Job and Ecclesiastes and the Gospel according to Matthew. It's 5 movements, mostly in Latin, and it is some of the most hauntingly beautiful music I've ever had the opportunity to share with choruses or audiences. We get to collaborate with Susan Nelson, our soloist, and our accompanist, Patricia Lee, who happens to be the principal keyboardist for the Northwest Indiana Symphony.
And what can you tell me about the composer? His is not a name I knew until preparing for the Requiem for the Living. So what can you tell us about him?
So Dan Forrest is a living composer. He is, I like to say he's young because he's just a couple years older than I am. But he sets all sorts of music, and several of his works are religious in nature, sacred in nature. A man of faith. He sets music for chorus, music for orchestra. He's a pianist, and so he has several arrangements of beautiful pieces of music that are set to be offerings at services or masses. And several of the pieces he writes, he uses in multiple forms. So they can be for chorus and orchestra, for chorus and chamber ensemble, for solo singer with accompaniment. And I find that he is one of the most nuanced and sensitive composers when it comes to text setting. So the texts he chooses to set are profound, and the way that he uses music to amplify the message of those texts is powerful and profound.
You describe this piece as haunting. What should we listen out for? What is the sound, I assume, that is haunting?
So the opening of the Requiem is very dark in a minor mode. It starts with the piano in our setting, and it's very low in the piano's register. It starts very softly and lowly with the human voices, and the the motives are very dark before it rises into something that is more brilliant and shiny. In the first movement, the Kyrie, the second movement is not a traditional requiem setting. It's the Vanitas Vanitatum, which is the vanity of vanities. And it hearkens, actually, to the Carmina Burana. There are some very percussive settings in the piano. The vocal lines are declamatory and exciting. And then we shift to a Lacrimosa, which is very tender and features harmonies that are minor again, but also uses the human voice in a way that echoes what falling tears might sound like. The Agnus Dei, the third movement, the Lamb of God, is probably my favorite setting of an Agnus Dei. The soloist will sing a beautiful melody over chorus, and they kind of shift back and forth between this pleading. The Sanctus, the fourth movement, is inspired by images from the Hubble telescope, and the piano has these twinkling 16th note patterns that seem out of meter above the singing, which creates this starshine effect. And the last movement, the Lux Aeterna, has these cluster harmonies that expand before going back to the opening idea of the Requiem, which is the pleading for eternal rest and calm.
Excellent. Well, again, the concert, Requiem for the Living by Dan Forrest, will be on March 29th at 2:30 at the Center for the Performing Arts in Munster. Tickets are available via the orchestra's website, which is nisorchestra.org, or by telephoning 219-836-0525. Thank you, Tom McNichol, for joining us today and describing so beautifully the piece that we will hear on the 29th.
Thank you. I look forward to seeing you.
And thank you all for listening to Eye on the Arts Radio. We will be back next week to highlight even more people, places, and events that celebrate the arts across Northwest Indiana.